Hello, Johnny Reed, and welcome to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I am fired up to having you on this broadcast. And we broadcast throughout southern Quebec and into northern Vermont and New Hampshire. And you sure have a special link here. However, before we get to that, let's talk about Fire It Up, which has climbed to the top of the charts here in Canada. In fact, I sense you will have a few more number ones off this album.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's been an incredible journey for the last week. We've watched Fire It Up be released as a single in the last 2 weeks, and now we've watched the album climb up the charts in the past several days. So needless to say, that a huge part of that is based on the people that go out there and support the music and support my career. So thank you to the station, and thank you to everyone out there who's supporting the music.
Oh, no problem. We sure do love your music, John, especially when you do come around here to perform.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Johnny, I have listened to all the plays on your album, and I feel that this will take you to crossover genre throughout North America and beyond. What are your plans for North America and beyond?
Well, as of today, we're doing a media tour throughout Canada as we have an upcoming tour. We have several shows booked for the States next year, and then we're going to spend some time in Europe and Australia, hopefully in the fall. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, Jessica. It's sort of one day at a time. Needless to say, Lennoxville and Quebec, that area, the Eastern Townships, have played a huge part of my life and have sort of helped mold me to who I've become today and something I'm very proud of. So, we'll see where it takes us, but I'll always make sure that I'm able to make it back.
Well, we sure hope you do. Is there any plans of you coming back to Quebec in your tour this year?
We're touring across the country. We're actually waiting for confirmation for a big show in Quebec. We should know in probably the next, I would imagine, 2 months.
Okay.
As of right now, we don't have any plans to come into Quebec on the Fire It Up tour. However, we are adding dates to that tour daily. So, I'm hoping to be able to come back into Montreal, and hopefully I would love to be able to come back into Sherbrooke or Lennoxville.
Oh, that'll be great. What was it like hearing your first song out on the radio?
I still remember that. It was, 1999, 2000. I remember driving down the road and here's a brand new single for a new artist named Johnny Reed, and I sort of just kind of stopped me in my tracks. It was a very humbling experience and definitely something I'll never forget.
Okay, and for your kids, do you try and keep them out of the limelight at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids, we try our best to sort of just allow our kids to be kids, It's really cool that they're able to come on the road sometimes and experience some of the things on the road, driving around the buses and, taking skateboards through arenas and, then all these kind of cool things. But it's really important for my wife, Jen, my wife and I, to sort of just let our kids be kids and let them enjoy their soccer and their football and, hanging out with their friends. And, just because I chose to do this for 11, I just don't want to put that on my kids. I just want them to have a regular life.
Okay, and what do they think of having a dad that's popular?
I don't think they look at me any different than anybody else. I'm just their dad, my eldest son's starting to figure it out. He's 10, and when he comes on the road, he started helping out quite a bit, and moving this and moving that and setting up the stage and making sure the drums are good. And he's starting to figure out exactly what it is that dad does. But I think they just look at what I do as that's just dad going to work,
Okay.
Which is quite refreshing.
Yeah. Do they show any interest in music?
Yeah, they do. It's, I never ever push music on my kids, but, there's guitars and pianos and mandolins and drums and all these kind of things kicking around the studio and the house. So, it's sort of one of these things where if they're walking past, they can pick up any instrument they want, which they usually do.
Okay. Now, let's get back to your connection here with the townships.
Yep.
First of all, let me say that I became aware that this FM station, CJMQ, here in Lennoxville, was quite likely the first endeavor of your earlier musical career in airing your music.
Yes, I would say that would be an accurate assumption. I remember coming into the radio station my very first year at Bishop's in 1994, and coming in there and doing a small interview and playing a few songs acoustically, I believe, I'm trying to remember the DJ's name, but I distinctly remember that. So potentially, yes, that may have been the very first station I ever got played on.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
It sure is. It sure is. Now, I understand that the song Right Where I Belong had Lennoxville in mind.
Yeah, it actually says the word Lennoxville in the song. Yeah. You know, Right Where I Belong is basically just an autobiographical story. It's a very detailed story of my life, you know, emigrating from Scotland to Canada, landing on a maple leaf, you know, being able to look back on your life and realizing many, many years later that you were exactly where you were supposed to be at that specific time. Mm-hmm. It speaks of coming to Quebec, meeting my wife in Lennoxville, falling in love in Lennoxville, you know, having children. It speaks a very detailed message, but I think the overall, you know, the synopsis of the song is there were two people. My parents, two people took a chance, moved to another country, and because of that, you know, I have been able to chase a dream and catch it.
Well, I believe you sure caught that dream, Johnny. We all sure do appreciate your music. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate you having me on the show. It is, it's a beautiful thing all these years later to be back on the show, and continued success to you, the radio station, and, you know, I'll continue to raise a toast to Bishop's University.
Well, yeah, this is it. And I see on your CD, I've got it here in front of me, that you've did two duets, Walking on Water with Serena,
yes.
With Serena Ryder, and
yes.
Baby, I Know It with Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about those two songs?
Yeah, Walking on Water with Serena. I wrote that song. I actually did not write that song as a duet. However, in recording the song, it became clear that it would make a great duet. And then thinking about what voice, you know, what kind of voice I heard on the record. You know, I became a huge fan of Serena Ryder several years ago at the Juno Gala Dinner in Vancouver, where this beautiful girl with an acoustic guitar stood on stage and simply sang a song, and became a big fan immediately. So we were actually on the same label, EMI, and I made a phone call, and sure enough, it was only a few weeks later that Serena was able to make it to the studio, put her voice on the record, and that's what we have on the record today. The other duet with Carolyn Dawn Johnson, a lot of people don't know this, but when I graduated from Bishop's, one of my very first opportunities to open up for anybody was opening up for Carolyn Dawn Johnson. Mm. I wrote that song, Baby, I Know It, as a duet, and I just felt that Carolyn's voice, along with the fact that it would be pretty cool to be able to call Carolyn up and say, hey, listen, would you want to sing on my record? Knowing that she had given me an opportunity many, many years ago to open up for her. I called her up, and she loved the song. She came to the studio right away, and we recorded it. So, it's you know, they say you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and I'm just very fortunate and humbled to be able to have shared the microphone with two such talented women.
Oh wow, you've been very fortunate over the years, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes, I have.
Now, also, I've read that people have asked you that you must have been tired after touring around from your last tour, A Place Called Love.
Yes.
And you said, no, that was just the kindling getting started for this next album.
Yeah, it was. It was the kindling. You know, I think a lot of people felt that, you know, with so many shows and it was an extensive tour, that I would be tired. But, I actually felt rejuvenated. You know, I had got to know my audience so very well and could hardly wait to get into the studio and start working on Fire It Up, just purely based on the fact that I had such a clear image of what, you know, of what this album needed to be.
I'm telling you, Johnny, this album, if the fans haven't already got it, they better go out and get it
All right.
because you're. I'm telling you, kicked it.
It's a catch me out. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
Great.
It's
That's
really
great.
awesome. And I appreciate you taking the time for this interview with the
You
station.
got it. You got it. No problem.